The core event is Jacob deceiving his father Isaac to obtain the family blessing, leading to his flight and a divine encounter. The main characters are the patriarch Isaac, wife Rebecca, and their twin sons Esau and Jacob, with relationships defined by parental favoritism and sibling rivalry. This occurs within the patriarchal narratives. Following the promises to Abraham, Isaac, old and blind, instructs his favored son Esau to hunt game so he may receive a blessing. Rebecca overhears and instructs her favored son Jacob to impersonate Esau. Jacob objects, fearing detection. Rebecca assumes any curse. Jacob brings Rebecca's prepared food, wears Esau's clothes and goatskins on his hands and neck, lies to Isaac, claiming to be Esau. Isaac is suspicious due to the voice, but is convinced by the hairy hands and the smell of the clothes. Minya then blesses Jacob with prosperity and dominion. Shortly after, Esau returns, and Isaac realizes the deception. Esau pleads for a blessing, but receives a prophecy of living away from richness, serving his brother, and eventual rebellion. Esau plans to kill Jacob after Isaac's death. Rebecca, learning of this, arranges for Jacob to flee to her brother Laban in Haran, using the pretext of finding a non-Canaanite wife. Isaac then commands Jacob to go to Paddan Aram for a wife, and blesses him with the Abrahamic promises. Esau responds by marrying a daughter of Ishmael. En route, Jacob dreams at Bethel of a stairway between heaven and earth, with angels ascending and descending. And God reaffirms the promises of land, descendants, blessing to all peoples, assuring his presence and safe return. Jacob consecrates the stone as a pillar, names the place Bethel, and makes a conditional vow. In the New Testament, Jesus references this imagery, stating that people will see heaven open and angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. The psalm responds by affirming God as the perpetual source of help and protection for Israel. This event trajectory moves from familial deceit and conflict to a forced exile, which becomes the occasion for a foundational theophany and covenant reaffirmation. The key turning points are the stolen blessing, resulting death threat, divine encounter at Bethel that transitions Jacob into the next phase of the patriarchal promise. This positions Jacob as the inheritor of the Abrahamic line, despite human trickery, setting the stage for the formation of the 12 tribes of Israel, with the NT later reinterpreting the Bethel vision Christologically.